Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state, as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And this is Harold Gunn. Speaking of Ford, they had a reveal last week of the all-new 2021 Ford F-150, and our guest today is Travis Calhoun. He's the Ford F-150 marketing manager, and we're going to take a little audio walkthrough of this vehicle. And, you know, they've been doing it right for so many years, and they've stepped it up again. Absolutely amazing. So let's don't waste time, because we want to talk about all that stuff. So remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Fish on! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament. You could spend all summer casting for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Or wet a line for 12 other divisions to win big prizes. From sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, Mounty Boats, and Texas Fishing Game Magazine. Enter at startournament.org. Sign up now!
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans and hope everybody's having a great July 4th weekend. Yes, let's celebrate America.
Yes, indeed. Safely, but celebrate.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I tell you what, there's no better place to celebrate the great outdoors on July 4th.
Than outdoors.
Than outdoors, you bet.
Right.
Go fish. Go hunt. And speaking of hunting, got to...
We're going to hear about your week at camp, huh?
Yes. So just bear with me.
Well, I haven't talked to you really since your trip, so I'm anxious to hear about it.
Well, had an opportunity to do a hunt with a lot of manufacturer products. Should have been done back in March and April, mm-hmm. about the time the country was shutting down due to the coronavirus.
Right.
But had an opportunity to meet a really interesting outfitter. Scott Huggins has Adventures Mission and Retreat. Their website is adventureministry.ecwid.com. It is a faith-based operation.
Okay.
All right. With outreach programs in Texas, New Mexico, Old Mexico, and Costa Rica.
Oh.
And the way that the outreach program is funded mm-hmm. is through proceeds from these hunts. Got about 180,000 acres that he manages.
Wow.
I've never heard of the concept like this. It is really unique. Just you're going to be hearing more about it because I was so impressed. But Tom Claycomb III, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor, flew in from Idaho. Uh-huh. Texas boy, brought him back. We went to Uvalde, had dinner with Bob Zeglin.
Okay.
And then the next morning, breakfast.
Well, tell everybody who Bob Zeglin is.
Whitetail editor with Texas Outdoors Journal.
There you go. Okay.
After 28 years, I'd hope they know, who that old guy is.
Yeah.
But had breakfast with Justin and Klein Spear, Spear Ag, one of the sponsors of Texas Outdoor News. And they've got the fortified cottonseed.
Right.
Picked up some supplies from them and went north to Menard. And we were hunting on the Clear Creek Ranch. Interesting, because the headwaters of Clear Creek Ranch is on this property.
Oh, okay.
The spring that comes out of the aquifer produces over 11 million gallons a day of water. And Clear Creek flows in the San Saba River. Hunting axis deer as well as wild hogs. And some of the people we were working with, high-powered air guns are now legal in Texas. They were allowed, but they have certain minimum standards.
And minimum caliber, too, isn't it?
Well, no, not minimum calibers. Oh. It's feet per second, and maybe there's a minimum caliber, but this far exceeded it.
Okay.
Because the air rifle that we had was from Umarex, literally first one off the assembly line.
Oh, okay. They made great stuff.
51 caliber.
That's interesting.
51 caliber.
But 50 is not enough.
No. 51. And Tom was out putting a stalk on some axis deer and came across a bedded boar, about 150-pound boar. Took off running. He thumped it hard.
Yeah.
Made it mad.
Oh, okay.
Turned around, came back.
Oh.
Fortunately, that 51 has a second shot.
I was going to ask. It's a reload. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And he put it down. And we're enjoying that meat. And then he got a really nice axis doe. And he had never had axis deer meat.
He hadn't?
No, but
he's
he has
in the meat,
now.
But he's in the meat business.
Yeah,
he?
But beef,
Yeah, well.
Okay. And so.
That's wild.
Yeah, but some other manufacturers besides Umarex were Henry Rifles, Hornaday Ammunition. Our buddy Charles Allen, Knives of Alaska, has come out with a new boning knife, very flexible, and Tom, his other life is in the meat packing business.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't heard about that, because Charles and I were doing some emailing yesterday. How you doing? How you been? And that kind of thing.
It's just come out, and we used it to process both the hog and the axis deer. Our friends at Slow Glow Hunting Light, they were really impressed. Fox Pro Game Calls. Our buddy Clifford Cheadle provided some night vision and thermal, as well as binoculars.
Okay.
Vortex Optics and Ride-On Optics, as well as for a big guy like me, I need a big pop-up blind. And let me tell you what, the Baronet pop-up blind, they're a big cat.
Oh, really?
It is big. I can stand up in it and put two guys in it. Plenty of room to move around. You can stand up if you're a bow hunter. Just a phenomenal trip. Lots and lots more information coming out.
I'm not hearing anything from you about getting something. Did you not?
This was not a get type trip.
Well, I know we were testing products and stuff like that, but I thought maybe you were going to get to drop a hammer on something.
Quite honestly, the setup, this was a hunt that you were limited on range.
Okay.
And had saw, but it was just out of range.
Okay. Now, also, before you went, did you not say that they also have some air rifles that shoot
bows?
Bows?
Yeah, bolts.
No,
right.
Arrows. Bolts, yeah, arrows.
Right. Yes, and they had an air bow, and we tried that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that was taken was rifle.
Are those legal for us to use in Texas?
Yes, they are. And let me tell you, if you're going to use one, do not use a mechanical broadhead.
Okay.
Use a fixed broadhead,
Right, with the razor blades on it, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And very, very effective. But more information coming. We got what we wanted.
That's
as
good.
Far as
okay.
putting something down and
sure.
testing.
Sure.
As far as being a meat haul and putting a bunch, really wasn't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We were there to do photography, and then we came back through, actually, showed Tom the Willow City Loop.
You know, you go.
Went through there.
Isn't that fantastic?
And it's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Gorgeous.
That's between Fredericksburg and Llano.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But there is some news here in the Lone Star State. Of course, with it being July 4th weekend, and there's plenty of county judges that are shutting beaches down and things of that nature.
Right, right.
We won't get into the politicization of, you know, the politics.
I'm tired of that.
Yeah. Anyway. But just be safe on the water. Make sure your kill switch is affixed. Make sure you have a life jacket on.
Sure.
The drownings are up more than 30% from last year.
Wow.
And just need to be careful.
Yeah, and the face mask thing, I'm sorry, friends, that's protecting everybody else from you. That's just being respectful. I mean, you know, oh, I'm not going to wear one. Well, that's just not right. If you don't want to wear a helmet when you're on your motorcycle, then you're just stupid, and it'll be natural selection. But that's your choice, whether you're going to wear a helmet or not. But, you know, I think as far as the face mask thing, that's just showing respect to others.
If you're in a, if you're around other people, fine. Mm-hmm. I don't understand people that are driving by themselves with a mask on.
That I don't understand. Yeah,
so
that I don't.
But last week on last week's show, you probably mentioned the increased bear sightings in the Trans-Pecos region.
Right.
There's more increased sightings in Northeast Texas in Bowie, Grayson, and Titus counties. Basically, bears that are expanding their range coming out of Oklahoma and Arkansas, possibly Louisiana. So the bottom line there is when you see something dark, it may not be a pig.
Correct.
Okay.
Be very careful.
Be very careful.
They are certainly protected. Yeah.
And we're moving toward that time when mid-August, August 15, license will go on sale.
Right.
But you can start buying your chances for hunting trips.
Oh, yes.
Right now.
Yes.
And for the first time ever, the Powderhorn Ranch is offering a sandbar hunt, guided sandbar hunt, kind of an elkish looking animal.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Beautiful animal.
Yeah. Don't eat real well, but you know they're a good trophy.
Kind of like Outhead. little information. Automotive. Although this came out, there's some happy people in some companies there. This is the 2020 J.D. Power Initial Quality Study that was released last week. Dodge and Kia tied for highest in overall initial quality. What was interesting is Dodge is the first domestic brand in the study's 34-year history to rank highest. And this is the sixth consecutive year that Kia is the highest-ranked mass-market brand. Chevy and Ram placed third in a tie. Genesis is the highest-ranked premium brand for the fourth consecutive year. And Ford Motor Company, their models ranking highest in their segments are the Ford Mustang, the Ford Ranger, and the Ford Super Duty.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Speaking of ranking high, maybe we ought to check the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard.
We should start off with my favorite division. That's the Little Nippers. This is the Star Kids Scholarship Division, ages 6 to 10. They are vying for $50,000 college scholarships each. Each is not one. There's one in each category here. Our Flounder leader is still a 5-pound, 11-ounce, Mason Blaylock, who is 10. Sheepstead, 7-pound, 9-ounce, Hadley Bashy, who is 9. And Gafftop, Rowdy Hanks, who's 8, is still the leader with a 6-pound, 12-ouncer.
In the Academy Sports and Outdoors Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarship each in each category. Upper Coast leader remains Lily Larson, 16, 7 pounds, 14 ounces. Radley Rosemeyer, age 11, is the Mid-Coast leader, 8 pounds even. And Samuel Carrizales, age 16, is the Lower Coast leader.
I think these categories, the parents are probably more nervous than the kids when you look at that scholarship money. Okay, Star Teens.
With the money we save.
That's
we
right. Could. Yeah. The Star Teens Inshore Division. Flounder leader, 6-pound, 5-ounce. Still Curtis Wiedner, who's 14. Still leading at 6-pound, 5-ounce in the Sheepshead Division, Tristan Anderson, who is 16. And still leading at 6-pound, 6 ounces in the Gafftop Division, Nathan Carter, who is 14.
In the adult speckled trout division, Lee Wright continues to be our Upper Coast leader, 8 pounds, 11 ounces. New leader in the Mid-Coast, Justin Aguilar, 9 pounds even. And John Gonzalez continues to lead the Lower Coast, 10 pounds, 7 ounces.
Okay, Kingfish, 57 pounds, 6 ounce, Clifford McCrimmon. Dorado, 34 pound, 2 ouncer, Colby Jones. The Ling leader still at 70 pound, 3 ounce whopper from Reese Connor.
In the adult flounder division, Anthony Almagar is the leader, 5 pounds, 15 ounce. Thomas Green, new leader in Sheepshead, 7 pounds, 15 ounces. And Michael Fesco leads Gafftop, 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
And the Texas Ford Dealers Redfish Division. Now, these are the 60 tagged redfish that were put where you fish. They want you to catch them, my friends. And right now we have three certified winners. Jake Bozeman, Marilyn Monroe, who is 11. That's wonderful. She gets scholarship money and a boat motor trailer. Thomas Bossy. We have a fourth one that has been caught, but we're waiting for the polygraph results on that. And sadly, six people are in group therapy because they caught tag redfish and they had not signed up for the CCA Star Tournament. Cheapest insurance on the planet.
Absolutely. Don't go fishing without it.
No, no, no.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Outdoor report. Yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars like Zeiss and Steiner, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brands that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Let me tell you what, really enjoyed testing some of the products on this recent hunt. And some of them, you know, the Synox low-lux cameras, Arroyo Sport, and the black in the base, these are moonlight capable, and it's pretty impressive. It really is.
Yeah, because they actually get color photos, which is fascinating to me.
They absolutely do.
Yeah.
They record in color in low light. Also, Third Coast Thermal has a good supply of Thermion scopes and Helion monoculars in stock. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all over the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as a good one. This Sunday and Monday are two best days of the week. Tuesday and Wednesday are two more good ones. Thursday is another best day, with Friday another good one. Next Saturday slips to fair. Next Sunday plunges to poor. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours, either side of sunset. Next Saturday and Sunday, we'll see a major time shift, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. This Sunday, July the 5th, we will have a full moon. By next Sunday, July the 12th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday, there will be a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Tuesday has a single high tide as the only tide of the day. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday each have a single tide schedule. Next Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Next Sunday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high.
Before we get to the coastal report, just want to remind folks, our friend Richard Jew, owner of China Garden.
You've been fishing again.
I tell you what, you know, that's what's made me think, because yep. this is holiday weekend. Right. A lot of people are going to be out, and Richard just loves to go crappie fishing, and we're actually fishing Lake Conroe. Mm-hmm. But they are now providing in-dining service again.
Oh, good. Okay.
And it's Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 9 p.m. Their phone number is 713-652-0745. They're located at 1602 Leland in Houston. Go to their website, originalchinagardenhouston.com.
Great food, great folks.
Too. Absolutely, they are. Absolutely. On the coast, it is a holiday weekend, so it's going to be a little bit crazy. All right? Give people plenty of distance. The report comes in. Is not reflective of the pressure that we're going to see this weekend, fishing-wise.
Right.
But Calcasieu, good bite has been going on, particularly on the south end, you know, around the washout, around Commissary Point, good trout and redfish. Days at light winds, the beachfront, around Cameron Jetty, Sabine Jetty, Galveston Jetties. I mean, it's been very good. Sabine Lake, great fishing off the Intracoastal and the Neches River. On an incoming tide around Texas City, black drum have been good on blue crab around vegetation. In the Galveston Bay complex, you know, whether it's over in East Bay, West Galveston Bay, all the way down to San Luis Pass, shorelines have been great early, then move out to your deeper guts and reef areas. Freeport, Spanish mackerel near the North Jetty. Don't forget about those. Those are some great fish to catch. East Matagorda, grass beds have been best. Ditto that over in West Matagorda Bay. In Rockport, redfish have been good on topwaters. Best color, black or white and red color. Port Aransas, offshore activity has been solid. Redfish are good on shrimp under a popping cork. Baffin, the north end of the Laguna Madre in shallow water has been great. Port Mansfield, the East Flats from the weather station and land cut are producing good numbers of trout and red. Port Isabel, snook are thick in the Brazos Santiago Pass and along the beachfront. Big trout are in the lower Laguna Madre. And to wrap up the coastal report, South Padre Island, speckled trout are plentiful near the surf on spoons, mirror lures, topwater plugs, and soft plastic tails.
Okay, good reports out of East Texas. Caddo, largemouth bass are good in shallow water near trees and vegetation. Fishing plastic creatures and frogs, topwaters and jerkbaits. Crankbaits, jigs, Texas rig plastic worms in the deeper areas near structure and vegetation are productive. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and timber in 12 to 22 feet. Conroe. Black bass are good, seeking deep structures of points and drops, as well as in some of the deep, high-traffic areas. A variety of soft plastics and shad imitating smaller crankbaits have been productive. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on blue plastic worms, bladed jigs, crankbaits near the drop-offs, windy points, grass lines, and humps in 8 to 22 feet. Topwater plugs and plastic frogs are productive early in grass patches and lily pads. Crappie are excellent on jigs and minnows in 18 to 25 feet in brush piles and standing timber. Livingston. Crappie are good with jigs, working vegetation, and above some structures deeper than 10 feet. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are great on topwaters early and in low light. Jigs and Carolina rigs remain good, too. Crappie remain excellent on minnows and jigs. Toledo Bend. Black bass are good staying shallow early and on cloudy days. Water clarity varies by location as the south is clear and better for the daytime bite. Wacky rigs, square-bill crankbaits, topwaters remain the best. Tyler, catfish are excellent on punch bait and live bait. White bass are good in 25 to 40 feet on swim baits and slabs. Athens, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, jigs, shaky heads, working the vegetation areas and grass lines. Topwaters are productive early morning and evenings along grass edges and weed lines. Crappie are good with minnows and jigs in standing timber and man-made structures. Belton, white bass are good in the main lake with slabs and swim baits. Hybrid stripers are good with live bait in the main lake. Fayette, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, spinners, and crankbaits. Palestine, crappie are excellent on jigs and minnows around bridges and timber in 16 to 28 feet. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs and live bait. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, worms, swim baits, fishing 12 to 25 feet near submerged vegetation, rock structure, and brush. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs under the bridges and in brush piles. Somerville, Crappie are good on brush piles and in standing timber 12 to 24 feet. Largemouth bass are good with Texas rig worms, tube baits, spinner baits, top waters near the points, rock structure, and grass ledges. Stillhouse, crappie are good on minnows and jigs and brush piles and standing structure in 12 to 24 feet. White bass are excellent on slabs and plastic swim baits off main lake points, humps, and drop-offs. Texoma, striped bass and white bass are good on live bait and topwater baits when fish are near the surface. Whitney, black bass are good on topwaters early, on points, creek edges, grass lines, and weed beds. Later in the day, plastic worms, crankbaits, bladed spinners are working in 12 to 28 feet. White bass are excellent on the main lake with jigging spoons and slabs. Crappie are good with minnows and jigs in 12 to 25 feet.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio Way where Amistad Reservoir, white bass fishing are good and aggressively schooling. That translates into some fun running and gunning. Falcon Reservoir, crappie are good under cooler cover and can be plentiful on brush piles. Brownwood, white bass are good on minnows and jigs in the main lake near humps, ledges, and points. Catfish have been good on prepared bait and live bait in 10 to 20 feet of water. Lake Allen Henry, black bass are good in the early morning, working the living vegetation and finding more in-depth around the timber.
Okay, heading to the hill country, Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with Texas rig plastic creatures and deep diving crankbaits working along the grass lines, windy points, rock ledges, and brushy areas. Striped bass are good with live bait. White bass are excellent on minnows and slabs when fishing deeper water in the main lake and using sonar to locate bait fish schools. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in 14 to 28 feet fishing the timber. Canyon. Striper fishing is good on main lake humps, vertically jigging slabs and striper jigs, and live bait and topwater baits when schools are feeding near the surface. LBJ, white bass are good over main lake points and humps in 20 to 35 feet. Catfish are good on cut bait and prepared bait in 10 to 25 feet. Travis, largemouth bass are good fishing in 12 to 26 feet with Texas rig red plastic worms, topwater plugs early, and diving crankbaits near rock ledges, windy points, and drop-offs. White bass are good with swim jigs, crankbaits, slabs, working main lake points and humps. Waco, largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, diving crankbaits and jigs on the main lake points and flats near drop-offs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs, fishing brush piles and structure.
On the hunting scene, we keep telling you that the unofficial Axis Roar is beginning and will run well through August and on into September. And when we say unofficial roar, these animals will breed year-round, unlike whitetail, but learned a lot. Eric Harrison, who is the inventor of the Easy Access Game Call, sent me a game call.
Oh.
It is so much like elk hunting, learning more and more and more.
I didn't know they had one for Axis.
It's something I've been monitoring for about 3 years.
Okay.
Had a chance to use it as well as their little bleeper, which is their doe call. Sounds somewhat like a cow call. I'm going to be telling you more about it, but it's really cool. Wow. And get out, great eating, really a challenge.
Now, did you
to
guys
hunt.
Cook some Axis on the trip?
Not on the trip.
Okay, I was wondering what the look on Tom's face is going to be when he has his Axis.
Oh, I've already heard an email from him.
Oh, okay.
And he showed photos. Okay. And he goes, unbelievable.
Yes, that's
unbelievable.
Right. Absolutely.
A couple of other hunts that are going on, javelina season in the South Zone and the other open counties for squirrel season through August 31.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
What do you got?
I've got an on or off. The road. And why am I wearing this visor? Because the thing printed really tiny.
Oh. Okay.
I've got this magnifying visor. No, I'm also repairing jewelry. Anyway, mostly on in a lot of style, but off because it's a Mercedes, the 2020 AMG CLA 35 4MATIC, four-door sedan. But that 4MATIC is their brilliant four-wheel drive system. Is so adaptable. This engine's a 2-liter four-banger, but it puts out 302 horsepower, 295 pound-feet of torque, made it to their 7-speed transmission, and then the AMG Performance 4MATIC. I'll tell you what, you stomp this thing, and all four wheels get to pulling, and it will really, really surprise you. Beautiful vehicle, panoramic sunroof, a 10.25-inch touchscreen display, same thing, their digital instrument cluster. It's like looking at a TV set. No analog little needles and stuff. Apple CarPlay, for people that are into that, Bluetooth connectivity, Wi-Fi, dual-zone automatic climate control. Mercedes Me Connect services. Safety and security, of course. It's going to have everything. Electronic stability, Mercedes Plus emergency call service. With the AMG stuff on it, that's the performance steering wheel. Multi-spoke wheels that are matte black. AMG drive unit with steering wheel buttons, track pace. I mean, you can set this thing up for off-road or get a ticket. Burmeister surround sound system. Driver assistance package includes active brake assist with cross-traffic function, active distance assist, active steering assist, active blind spot assist, active lane keeping assist, active lane change assist. I mean, you can do this thing hands-off, but don't do it because that would be stupid. But this thing really will help you out. Their active parking assist also helps you get in those little tight spots and more. I mean, this thing loaded to the gills. Base vehicle, $46,900, which is really a great price for this fabulous sedan. This one loaded to the gills with all the AMG stuff, including the guy that built the engine signature on the engine, is 62. 23 miles per gallon in the city, 29 on the highway. Check it out. The 2020 Mercedes AMG CLA 35 4MATIC.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Travis Calhoun, Ford F-150 Marketing Manager, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, we go through a progression. We started coming out of the rut. Mm-hmm. Then the buck started putting on antler. Now we've got does that are dropping fawns. We're starting to head into the heat of summer. Need to give them the fortified cotton seed to carry them through. Finish growing the antlers and making sure that those babies, you know, have their legs under them as we head toward the fall hunting season.
Right.
It's just a phenomenal product.
And an important thing about it, too, is I'm still fascinated with this. Raccoons and pigs don't mess with it.
That's right. They really don't.
Yeah.
For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And our guest right now, Travis Calhoun, Ford F-150 Marketing Manager. And though we're in Houston, and I'm assuming, Travis, I didn't ask you when I talked earlier, you're in Dearborn?
That's correct. Yeah, we're based out of Dearborn.
Well, I can't see your face is my point. You're still grinning from ear to ear, aren't you?
Truly, sir, I am. I am beaming.
Because last week, and sorry we couldn't be there, but again, that's this virus mess. I'm anxious to get my hands on the all-new F-150, but you guys did big internet presentation last week, one that was press-oriented, one that was public-oriented, and I was just totally blown away. Historically, the Ford F-150 has been the number one selling truck in America for how long?
F-Series in total have been the best-selling trucks for 43 years straight, and F-Series are the best-selling vehicle in America for 38 years straight.
So yeah, best-selling vehicle. Estimate. That's fascinating to me. And, I mean, earlier, I'm thinking, I guess we're calling this the 2021, right?
Correct, yes, okay. The all-new 2021 F-150, that's correct.
And so all-new, okay, and because Bill's already chomping because he's waiting for the all-new Super Duty because that's what he drives. let's explain to folks all-new. I mean, there's a big difference in a refresh, and there's a big difference in all-new. So let's start kicking the tires.
Sure thing. Well, the all-new 2021 F-150 is intended to cement Ford's position as America's truck leader. It's purpose-built to be the toughest, most productive F-150 ever, and also the most powerful light-duty full-size pickup. We're targeting to deliver best-in-class towing, payload, torque, horsepower of any full-size light-duty pickup. And as you mentioned, it's an all-new truck. So we have a completely new exterior. Every piece of sheet metal on this truck has been redesigned and optimized. And then complementing that is a completely enhanced interior to deliver a bolder, tougher look, both inside and out.
And you've added, what, a bunch of different grill choices?
Correct, yeah. We really like to pride ourselves on offering an F-150 for every customer, mm-hmm. And a truck for every customer. So on the all-new 2021 F-150, we have up to 11 different grill options in the front across the varying trim series, and up to 13 different new wheel options as well for customers to choose from. So the idea is that you can really customize the F-150 to be exactly tailored to not only your needs for a truck, but also your own aesthetic preference as well.
Travis, Bill Olson here. Congratulations on the new rollout, but I want to clarify something. I mean, Ford has been going through a progression. We've gone to a lighter frame and material.
Yep.
Then on the F-150, it seemed like only 2 or 3 years ago, you all went to a larger cab. I mean, more room, more spacious. What are some of the other things that on this new version?
Oh my gosh, how much time do we have?
Talk fast.
There's an awful lot to talk about. So yeah. One of the big stories is that we're now offering a 3.5-liter power boost full hybrid engine that delivers built for tough capability. So the idea is that there are other products out there in the market that offer mild hybrids. This is the first full hybrid delivered in a full size pickup, and it's not just a traditional sense of a hybrid. This is a hybrid that will have best in class torque and horsepower of any light duty full size pickup. It'll tow approximately 12,000 pounds. We haven't released the official capabilities yet, and we're targeting to deliver an ET estimated range of 700 miles on a single tank of gas.
Yeah, wow. Travis, I know we're still
truly a game changer there.
We're still putting everything together, and I understand that. About when do you think you guys will be able to release your torque and horsepower numbers?
We're looking forward to opening the order bank in about a month, and we should have more news to share around that time.
Okay, we need to get our midpoint break, but you say order bank, so when are these things going to hit the dealers?
We expect to have them around before the end of the year.
Outstanding. Put my name on the list, okay? We're going to take a short break. We're going to be back and talk as much as we can about the all-new Ford F-150 right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Stephen Ebling. I'm a fifth-generation farmer. My family has farmed and run cattle on the same piece of ground for over 120 years. We raise Black Angus cattle, and then we grow cotton, wheat, cucumbers, and seed millet. You just get up and go to work, and you never finish. The nice thing about Capital Farm Credit is it's rooted in agriculture. When I call and I say, hey, I need this done, it's a matter of minutes, not a matter of days or weeks. We're doing our part, and together we will get there.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We continue our conversation with Travis Calhoun, Ford F-150 Marketing Manager, talking about the all-new 2021 Ford F-150. Got a question for you, and I know it hasn't come out yet, but you talk about the new power plants and talk about different rear ends, matching those up for different towing needs. That's still an option in this lineup, isn't it, Travis?
Oh, absolutely. We really pride ourselves on offering that complexity for customers to be able to choose to equip the vehicle as they need in order to fit their overall towing or payload needs.
Yeah, and Travis, I want you to thank the team for me, but I've been bugging our friend Todd Eckert for years. I keep going, Todd, I want a plug in the bed of the truck.
Right.
Okay, because I get up to the ranch.
Better with this one.
Yes, I know. I was looking at that, at that conference. I'm going, oh, Lord. I mean, it's just not a plug. Tell everybody about that, because you talk about productivity. That's amazing.
Absolutely. That's one of the true tenets that we truly tried to focus on with the all-new 2021 F-150, and that's increasing our customers' productivity. We found that approximately 30% of customers were using generators at some point in time, and as you know, with a truck, anything you're putting in the bed takes up that precious cargo space. So what we've done is we've embedded an onboard generator in the vehicle, so your truck essentially turns into a mobile generator with exportable power, up to 7.2 kilowatts of exportable power, which is an insane amount. Other vehicles could power a poor blender. Our vehicle could power an entire job site or an entire campsite or pretty much anything the customer desires.
Well, look at one of the things on
10 outlets in the bed, but we also offer a 220 outlet as well.
So
here in the middle of your campground, you could be powering your washing machine.
Yeah, I was interrupting you. I'm sorry, because I'm looking at the press release. Said enough power to power up 28 refrigerators. I mean, talk about a tailgate party.
Yeah, it's one hell of a tailgate party, that's for sure. I want to come to yours if you're throwing one with that truck.
There you go, and we'll cook some venison also. That's really exciting. That's exciting stuff. But you've done more on the rear end of that thing, too. You've done this cool new tailgate work service.
Correct, yes. There's a new available tailgate work service that is intended to boost productivity at the rear of the truck. So the idea is that on the face of the tailgate when it's deployed, we now have integrated holders for your mobile phone, pencils, nails, shotgun shells. There's different kind of compartments you have so your items don't slip off the tailgate. Also integrated in that is a rubber. So if you're out fishing, there's no longer any argument about who your catch. You can just lay it on the bed of your truck and find out exactly how big it is.
Yeah.
In addition to that, one of my favorite features is actually standard on all F-150s. Customers that are getting work done at the tail of their truck, if they're cutting lumber or anything along those lines, they often have issues with using our ability to clamp that wood down in order to cut it. So what we've realized is that some customers were actually damaging their tailgates in the process of using C clamps on the tailgate to affix things to it. So what we've done is we've now standardized these two pockets on the top of the tailgate when it's deployed that allow you to affix things to the tailgate without causing any damage. So in theory, if you want to follow my story here, my wife and I just welcomed our first daughter, our first child, who happened to be a daughter. If I wanted to build her a treehouse, I could, in theory, go to Home Depot or Lowe's and pick up my lumber. I could be watching a how-to video using the Wi-Fi that's embedded in the truck. I have that stored in my tablet facing there so I can watch that instructional video, have my circular saw powered by the truck, and have all the lumber and pinned down in order to make sure I've got that straight cut as well.
That's mind-blowing.
One-stop shop for getting things done. Yeah.
We're going to have to do two or three shows, that, to cover all this stuff. Let's jump inside real quick.
I'm just getting started.
Yeah, no, I know.
To talk about here.
Yeah, let's just jump inside real quick, too, because you get a lot of people that work in that cab, and they got their laptop on a steering wheel and their chest is up against it, kind of a hard position to type in. You're taking care of stuff like that, too, aren't you?
Absolutely. So a key part of our research is spending time with our customers. So we actually go out and live with them in their homes and watch and analyze how they use their products and how it fits into their lives. So one thing that we realized through this research is that customers were using the cab as a mobile office, if you will, or a sanctuary to get some R&R. And one of those things that people were doing is they needed a flat surface in order to work on blueprints, sign documents, eat lunch, even set up their laptop. So what we've done is we've designed two different executions of what we're calling an interior interior work surface, which is essentially a table that comes out of the center console. It's available both on the captain's chairs executions and also on the bench seat executions. So for those fleet customers or for those commercial customers that are getting the job done on the job site and need that table, we didn't forget about them either. The execution on the captain's chairs actually uses a retractable console shifter. So our customers, as we switched to an e-shifter in the all-new 20, told us that they didn't like knobs, they didn't like push buttons, they really appreciated that visceral motion of being able to shift the gears with that console shifter. Mm-hmm. So in order to open up that space, you push a button and it retracts into the console, and allowing the lid of the center console to flip back over. It's really quite slick.
Yeah. Now, also, of course, something that, that you guys are famous for anyway, but that that flat surface in the back seat, but you still have that flat surface if I want it, but also some lockable storage now.
Yeah, it's a bit of an origami approach, if you will, but we have this collapsible storage that sits underneath the rear seat of the cab. So it's a very similar execution to what we've offered for the last couple of years on our Super Duty program, and the customers that are on F-150 told us that they appreciate that as well, and so we were able to leverage that same feature into the all-new 2021 F-150.
Listen, we're about out of time, but is there a website where we can go and, you know, build our own?
I'd be a really bad marketer if we didn't have a website.
Right.
Ford.com is a wonderful place to check out all the latest news on the all-new 2021 F-150.
Yeah, we all know Jim Farley loves the Internet. Is that presentation that I saw last week, because it was up on YouTube, is that now on YouTube? Regularly?
It is, absolutely. Yep, we posted it on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, and it's still available for watching there. We've had a lot of great views on it, and we look forward to having more customers learn about the all-new F-150 there as well.
Yeah, so Travis, how do I find that? I mean, I go to YouTube, and then what do I do?
I think you can just type in 2021 F-150, and it should pop right up.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. You got some guy, some unknown actor named Dennis Leary was your spokesman on that, too. What?
You know, he's been our spokesman on truck for several years in the past, and so it was a great honor to have Dennis join us for the review.
Yeah.
And he's a true trucker. He drives an F-Series truck and tows horses with it, and he can certainly back it up. It's not
a show. Yeah, it was a great presentation. Do me a favor, too. Tell Todd that I still think he has a face for radio, okay?
I'll be sure to pass that along.
No, it was a great presentation. We'll be talking more as we get closer to the lease on this, because it is absolutely fantastic. So, Travis, thank you so much. Travis Calhoun, again, friends, Ford.com and YouTube, 2021 Ford F-150, blow you away. We'll be back with more of the Texas Outdoor News. Sorry, I slipped up. Right after this.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA. And the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, main things remind everybody that the CCA Star Tournament is going on right now statewide. Runs through Monday, September 7. It's an insurance policy, like we say. You're going to fish on the Gulf. Sign up for this, ccatexas.org, okay? Of course, remember, you know, 4th of July is this weekend, our 244th year of independence. Let's keep it that way, by the way. Let's keep her strong, friends. But get out there and celebrate safely, and go to somewhere cool outdoors in your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Yeah, do remember that information. Go to Ford.com and take a peek at the new 2021 all-new Ford F-150, and then do go to YouTube, type in 2021 Ford F-150, and you'll see the whole presentation.
I want to see that presentation. It's cool. Sounds phenomenal.
It's only about 30 minutes, 40 minutes. So
yeah.
But the stuff, I mean, the stuff they've done to this truck, mind-blowing. Anyway, we're going to get more hunting stories next week from you.
Yeah, a little more. Tell you what, just absolutely phenomenal. For those that are interested in Axis deer hunting, they're hard to pattern.
Yeah.
Really been passionate about it for about 5 years, learning more and more, sharing information with other hunters.
Right.
I tell you what, we're about to get a handle on this thing, and it's fun. It really is like elk hunting during the summer, you know, compared to what we do in the fall.
Well, media that, too. You know, there's free ranging out there also, but you can hunt those year-round.
Oh, anywhere they are.
You can eat them year-round, too. Yeah, that's the good part, friends. Do remember that, okay? Remember when you're out there on the water or in the woods and you catch them doing it wrong, please turn them in. Call 800-792-GAME. That is Operation Game Thief. And sick among those people, because we want to do it right for everybody out there. As we say, of course, be safe all the time when you're in the woods, on the water, because we want you to come back next week, because we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. It's Texas Outdoor News.